disappointing because I was just thinking back in all the Ulster finals that we won. I felt we deserved to win them, and all the Ulster finals we lost, I felt that, you know, we deserved to be beaten in them, you know, Donegal. But just, I think this is one that got away in us, you know, the first one got away in us. And our second half performance, now people are even saying we deserved a draw. I felt that we deserved to win it on our second half performance. I mean, Monaghan were just holding on, you know, when you even see the goalkeeper going down the ground for 3 minutes to waste time, and then he gets up and kicks a ball 65 metres down the field. That just sums up where Monaghan were at, you know. So you had them, but you can't afford to kick 12 wides in the second half, considering you only scored 10 points in the game altogether. You know, that's where probably when we look back at it, big turnovers against us as well, and that they ended up in scores were a big one. And maybe a couple people would say a couple of refereeing decisions that just on the day didn't go for you. Them things happen. That's a bit of luck you get. But just it's disappointing because it's a game when we look back on it, I think we definitely should have won. People talk about hunger in Gaelic football. It's a big thing in a way, you know. You know, hunger's a big thing in most, you know, favourites, and Irish people in general don't sit well with favourites, and all sports and all walk of life. And I suppose Donegal's no different, and it's you know, your favourites going into it. And, you know, looking at it, but Monaghan were definitely the first half of that period. In the second half of the first half, they were the hungrier team, you know, and they kicked the long range points and they got their scores. Now, they had some wides as well, but they got their scores from long range, where in the end up we missed too many of them from when you're playing against the way defences are set up. And they end up, people say about putting people into the full forward lane and kicking points. I don't think that works. I think it's kicking, if you can get the long range points on to get a team to pull out. And Monaghan scored them at that period. And suppose in the end up Donegal, and we look back at it, they missed their chances.
Donegal now go on to the qualifiers, Martin. Obviously, the county's trying to make up for the disappointment of having lost an All-Ireland final last year. Now there's the disappointment of trying to make up for an Ulster final as well. If Donegal want to get back to an All-Ireland final, is this route going to be a lot more difficult than that of going on as Ulster champions?
There's no doubt about it, you know. If we look at it from the Ulster champions' point of view, if we look at it from Monaghan's point of view, actually they're going to end up playing Tyrone probably in the semi-final. That's a 50-50 game. If anything, maybe you'd feel maybe Monaghan are favourites for that. In fact, they've won in Ulster. Then you play Kerry probably in the All-Ireland semi-final. You feel that Kerry's going to come through against Westmeath or Fermanagh. So you feel through that semi-final. And where the other way, Donegal have to beat Galway. If they beat Galway, then you play Mayo, who are definitely third favourites for the All-Ireland. And then you have to beat Dublin in the semi-final, and probably Kerry if it goes that way in the final, if it is Kerry. So I think it's a very difficult route. But look, that's the way it is. You have to look at it, and you know, if you can get momentum, beat Galway and get the momentum going again and get it going. But, you know, you have 2 weeks to get ready.
What sort of challenge now is Galway going to bring to the table in Croke Park on the first Saturday in August? It's the August Bank holiday weekend, and Donegal now another game away from the All-Ireland Series. But Galway, I'm sure, will go into the game confident after taking the scalp of Derry at the weekend.
Yeah, and the big thing about them is what people say about playing against defensive football. They've played against two Ulster teams already. They play defensive. Armagh maybe not as defensive as Derry, but Derry would be very defensive. So they're used to playing against defensive football. They'd probably be happy enough to play in Croke Park because they feel they have a lot of good footballers. They have Shane Walsh back again. And so it's going to be a very difficult game for Donegal. Injuries will be important with regrouping and everything else. But you feel that Donegal still would be favourites going into that match, and they're good enough to beat Galway. I think, you know, we have to put the disappointment behind them. I mean, let's be, from a Donegal point of view, we've been in 5 Ulster finals in the 5 years in a row. We've won 3 of them. That's a great record. That's a great record to have. Looking at when they look back on the whole thing. So listen, they've everything to be proud of and go forward, you know, and just end up, you know, football, it's all about centimetres, and that's what it was about and yesterday in the Ulster final, you know, the difference of getting the draw, maybe the ball going wide. And I look at it from the point of view is regroup and get ready. The Ulster Championship's over. There's a new competition starting now. We have Galway now, who will be very difficult, a good footballing team. Let's look forward, play in a Croke Park and enjoy it.
You mentioned about teams going away. Have Tyrone gone away yet? They're still involved in the qualifiers. Mickey Hart's side seem to be improving, Martin, as the games go along.
Oh, you're right there, Oisin. And I'll tell you, one player that didn't play against Donegal that's back for them is Joe McMahon. And he's a very important cog for them. He makes them tick. He takes all the frees. He dictates the whole game from centre-half back. He allows Ronan McNabb and Peter Hart to drive forward, and he sits there centre-half. He's a big player, and he's a big plus to them. And their game against, you know, they're going to beat Sligo. I feel that Sligo will not recover from the hammering they got. And I mean, big thing for Sligo is to win a Connacht. I think Tyrone will definitely beat Sligo. and the Tyrone Monaghan game is going to be one hell of a game. They're not much between them, and you know, he's a big player, and definitely Tyrone are back. There's a buzz back with them and everything else, and you see the supporters getting going, and that was a great performance against Tipperary. Like, they never looked like losing it. So yeah, we saw Tyrone in the first round against Donegal. We know how good they are. They haven't gone away, and they're improving with every game, and their players are improving. So I think you're going to end up with a Tyrone Monaghan quarter final at Croke Park, and that'll be worth going to see, Yoshi.
Yeah, and just finally, Martin, one of the other Northwest counties, Derry, they've been out of the championship, losing to Galway. They're also going to start the search for a new manager after Brian McGaver. And the aftermath of that defeat, decided to step down, citing the referee's decisions and his poor performances being a factor in Brian McGaver making the decision to resign. But it's all changed for Derry now as they try and start the rebuilding process.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. Disappointing. The good performance against Donegal. They had a very good performance against Donegal. They beat Down, so they were going really well. They got on the road. Say a second competition again. They had an easy enough game against Wexford at home, and they got over that. And then Galway game away, and you felt they weren't a good chance, and just didn't perform. Maybe the first half played against the breeze, and if they won the toss and played against the breeze, maybe that was a wrong decision. I don't know. Most teams play with the breeze. Galway got that lead, and Galway are a good side, but they had a good year, Derry. You know, they were relegated, and everybody gets disappointed with that there. But listen, a new manager got in. They have a lot of very, very good players, Derry. A lot of good players. They don't do that well in the back door, but a lot of good players. So listen, it's a job for probably somebody within Derry, and to look at that there, to get back up into Division 1 next year, get the players playing together and everything else. And see, look at the future bright for Derry. Their minor team won the Ulster Minor Championship yesterday. A lot of good players on that team as well. So listen, looking at it, Brian McGaver's given a lot to Gaelic football, from Donegal, from winning the All-Ireland Club with Ballinderry. Then you had Donegal. I mean, you know how high respected he is in Donegal, with the Donegal players, and now with Derry. So listen, he owes nothing to Gaelic football.